Morning, the laws of Shabbos. We are up to now the fourth malacha. We were discussing already Zareya, planting, Chayrish, plowing, Kaitzer, harvesting. Now the malacha of Maimer, which is found, its primary sources in Simon Shin Mem, Sifim Tes and Yud. We're going to begin with an introduction in the Kitzer Hilcha Shabbos, which discusses this malach in the following way. It says, Afer shekaitun es hatfuah, that after one has already gathered up their grain, Sifin hashibolim yachad, the next thing that one does in this process of ultimately making bread, is they'll gather up all these bundles in the stalks, yachad v'ois mehem amorim v'nikr b'shem maimer. This is considered to be the malach of maimer, which is again the fourth malacha, means the prohibition of gathering up that which you have harvested. However, he says, "Lo rachmias sias emorim nemar b'hamalacha." It's not referring specifically to these stalks that are cut off. It's not limited to that. Elagam v'asifa shar peros b'makim gidulam. If a person had fruits that were harvested or removed from a tree, and one wishes to gather them up into one big pile, nohegus malachas maimer. That also falls under this category. Alkein, lilka peros, shenishim in ha'ilon. If you had fruits that fell off of a tree, even if the fruits were not falling off the tree on Shabbos, you did not remove the fruits on Shabbos, which is a different malacha. Still, the yeshbo mishum maimer, yigam chayavan al zeh. To gather up those fruits right next to that apple tree, then you violated this malacha. Yesh mosif, and there are those that add, shigam, shalom mokim gedulam yesh iser maimer. Perhaps even in a place where it did not grow, nonetheless, you could still have violated this malacha. Shigam usher leso peros mufuzarim b'chol mokim shehem. Wherever these fruits, which are spread out, doesn't matter, even if it's not necessarily right by the tree where it fell off, nonetheless, a person could have violated a field shalom mokim gedulam, even though it's not the same place where it grew. So again, if we look in Simon Shin Mem and Sif Tes, he discusses this a little bit at greater length. It says, also lekamitz melach mimisrafos hamelach. One of the things in which he says is doimil amaymer, comparable to this prohibition of gathering up things that grow, is when it comes to salt deposits. That what they would do, as the Mishnah Berurah says, that there were places that they would dig trenches, and this water would come from the sea. And through the means of solar evaporation, it would cause that there would remain in these trenches salt. And by gathering up these various salt deposits, that is prohibited to be done on Shabbos because of Maimer. And even though it's not necessarily Maimer, because, as he brings down, it's only Dome, comparable to it. Belechas mamer hu leso hashibolin. It's gathering up grains, things that actually grew from the ground. Begamu keinze. It's comparable to this, but it's not actually the same. When it comes to the actual violation of this of Shabbos, a mimer, there has to be something which actually grew from the ground, or its source is from the ground. These salt deposits did not come from the ground, rather came from the water. And therefore, even though it's prohibited to do so, it's only because it's doma, it's comparable to maimer. And therefore he says that the iser, in this case, of collecting these salt deposits is an iser rabbanon. It's a rabbinic enactment. This only applies to things that grow from the ground. And therefore, the Mechaber says that kol davar mimakom gedulo, anything that it was gathered up, the place where it grew, then you have violated maimer. However, it's specifically something that grows from the ground, as Mishnah Berurah says, like fruits, vegetables, pears, yirokos, eitzim, atzavim, wood, grasses, the whole davar hagadol min hakark, anything grows from the ground. V'zech yuv nami ika kishem kamsin memakim gedulam. By gathering it in this place where it grew, then you have violated maimer. Now, therefore, it would therefore stand to reason, if it's not something in which grew from the ground, or its sources from the ground, for example, a person has a whole collection of knives, they dump knives or forks all over the place. So for you to gather up all your forks and to put them into one pile is not maimer, because it's not something which grew from the ground, its source is not from the ground, and therefore it doesn't fall into this prohibition. The Mishnah Berurah further says that those people who guard fields, the shomri ganos Shamri ganus of hardesim, or vineyards and orchards, shrichim lezahir ma'od b'zeh, they have to be very careful, and feel b'peros shenashru mebod yom, even if those fruits that fell all over the place in this field fell, let's say, on Friday afternoon before the onset of Shabbos, nonetheless, you're shalol asfon b'Shabbos tefil ma'at. You're not even allowed to gather up a small amount, as the Rambam says that shir imor hu shir katan ma'od, even a small measure, one has violated this. And Sif Yud further discusses another example of Maimer. It says, a mekametz deveil of the asur menu eagle. The person has these figs, pressed figs, all together, and they would make into an eagle, round, shaped like cake, which is made out of figs. Apparently it was something which was a delicacy back then. In that case, by pressing those figs together, or shenokav te'enim, the hichnis hachevel mehem, let's say you have these figs, and you put a string through them, ad shenis kamsu guf echad, so that they become one long string of figs, harizet toledes mamer v'chayim, v'chein kol kiyotzim zeh. By doing so, you have also violated Maimer by taking all these figs, as Mishnah says, this is the derech, this is the way of making this type of a cake with these figs, by pressing them all together, then one has violated this. Furthermore, it's brought down in the Kitzur Hilchos Shabbos that it's not only referring specifically to making a chain of figs, but it would also be the Yishlu Demus Lezeh Sias Anak, if you would make a necklace. Oh, or for that matter, Machroizes shel Margolios v'kadayma. If you would have, let's say, a pearl necklace, in which pearls, these gems, since they come from the earth's deposit, that's also considered to be, on this category, gedule, or something which came from the ground. And therefore, by stringing pearls, or jewels, which came from the ground, then one is in violation of Maimer. To conclude this malacha, I'd like to share with you one paragraph found in the Sefer, the 39 Malachos. It says when it comes to fruits that became scattered indoors. Let's say you dropped a whole bunch of, had a nice fruit platter, and they all fell on the floor. So it says like this, the prohibition of uvda d'chol, which is also a prohibition on Shabbos, applies only when fruits became scattered and dispersed in a field or outdoor yard. The restriction on regathering does not apply with fruits or nuts that became scattered indoors. Therefore, it's not a problem. He says, if a box of apples or grapes or a bag of nuts became overturned, you knocked them down on your countertop, on your table, scattering its contents over a wide area in a large room, the scattered fruits and nuts may be collected and put back into their box. So we see from here, it's not only that which grows from the ground, but it also has to be near the source of where it grew. And therefore, the fact that it knocked on your off your table and scattered all around, in that situation, one is allowed to pick it up, and it's not a violation of Maimer.